This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Nathan Heffel. This week, KUNC and Rocky Mountain PBS iNews are looking at mental health funding and services across Colorado as part of the series Untreated, How Ignoring Mental Illness Costs Us All. Yesterday, iNews health reporter Kristen Jones touched on the intersection of mental illness and the criminal justice system.
A lot of people are sort of cycling in and out of jails. Sheriffs say they tend to stay longer in jail than other inmates and cost more. So it's a very expensive and not very effective way to care for people who have mental illnesses.
Today we turn to Larimer County, where voters have twice rejected ballot measures in recent years aimed at funding the county jail. As KUNC's Grace Hood reports, the community is still struggling to meet the needs of the mentally ill.
Fort Collins police officer Maureen Ngo is just starting her patrol shift. The 18-year veteran scrolls through announcements and emails on a laptop inside her patrol car.
This is interesting.
It doesn't take long before her workday overlaps with someone's mental illness. In one message, another police officer has issued a warning about a potentially violent situation.
She has mental health issues, and she also has drug issues. But that she said that her time to assault a police officer was overdue.
Officers like Ngo have been trained to handle situations like this, and they're becoming more routine. Calls related to the act of suicide or threats increased from 4 per 1,000 people to 5 per 1,000 over the last 5 years. Calls requesting welfare-related checks from the police went from 15.5 to 23 per 1,000 residents, a jump of almost 50%.
It's just this recidivism of them having a problem, getting help for the moment, and then going back into the community, and now we deal with them having a problem again. And it's, you know, the people that are quote-unquote frequent flyers that need help.
According to data compiled by Rocky Mountain PBS iNews, people with mental illnesses are more than 5 times as likely to wind up in jail or prison than a psychiatric bed. Because the Fort Collins Police Department doesn't have a jail of its own, it houses inmates at the Larimer County Jail. Once inside, those with mental illnesses cross paths with clinical psychologist Dr. Janice Ort. She evaluates and coordinates their care.
The numbers of people coming into custody who are what we call dual diagnosed, so they have not only alcohol or drug problems, but also psychiatric problems, has increased dramatically.
In particular, Ort says she's seeing more significant and persisting mental illnesses like mood, bipolar, psychotic disorders, and schizophrenia. A decline in funding has decreased options for those in need of mental health treatment, and jails are one place that can't say no to the mentally ill.
My goal here running the jail, I want to find a way to not bring those people back as inmates a second time.
Captain Tim Palmer oversees operations at the Larimer County Jail, which last year spent more than $83,000 in psychotropic medications like Risperdal to treat schizophrenia. When it comes to inmates with severe mental illnesses, Palmer says there are some costs the jail simply can't control.
There are times when we know somebody needs to go to the state mental hospital or the court orders them to go to the state mental hospital, and there is just not a bed available. It may take sometimes 30 days or more before we can get them there for that treatment.
Which at an average cost of $87 a day to house an inmate adds up to more than $2,600. Palmer says the jail is saving taxpayers money in other ways. The county runs a specialty probation program and has built a relationship with mental health provider Touchstone Health Partners. This helps cover the cost of expensive prescription drugs when a Touchstone client enters the jail.
Once they're back on their medication, quite often they're just fine. Sometimes it's the lack of their continuity of medication that creates their involvement in the criminal justice system.
And there are other ways of maximizing resources in the county.
Okay, everybody, we'll get started.
Dr. Dan Dworkin is a full-time psychologist with the Fort Collins Police Department. He's calling to order the interagency group. It's a meeting between police, jail officials, health providers, and others helping those with chronic mental illnesses.
All right, well, we're going to go on to discuss the cases themselves.
Each month, the group reviews dozens of cases, seeking ways to coordinate services, care, and treatment.
Everyone has a little piece of the puzzle in terms of what they offer in terms of services. If they don't work together, there's a lot of wasted time, a lot of wasted effort. It's more dangerous for everyone involved. And most importantly, the individuals don't get the actual treatment that they need to help them break the cycle.
And success comes in fits and starts. The group recently found treatment at the Fort Lyon residential community for one client, and a mental health court launching later this summer could help repeat offenders transition out of the criminal justice system.
I do not want to communicate in any way that we're doing well. We're not doing well.
Dworkin says both Larimer County and the state have a long way to go. After voters rejected a new jail sales tax, the 15-year-old existing tax will expire at the end of 2014. That means the county is cutting funding to things like the Flex bus line in order to fill the void. And he says more psychiatric beds are desperately needed at the state mental health hospital in Pueblo.
We're doing the best we can with the services, and that's helpful for some. But we are so far behind the average curve compared to other states in what resources we have available. We are really behind the eight ball.
For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.
You can find the second of the three-part Rocky Mountain PBS iNews series, Untreated, How Ignoring Mental Illness Costs Us All, at our website, kunc.org. Tomorrow, our series continues with a look at intervention and mental illness. KUNC's Jackie Fortier looks at how state law may be impeding health professionals trying to curb high suicide rates.